Carlos, any real concern with Lindor?
Not really. I just talked to him. Slow back tightness there when he got to second base. I guess the move that he made when towards the base. And I think if it was a closer game, he was gonna fight that one. So I just kind of put pressure on him and say, hey, man, we got to take care of this here. So yeah, I think it's day to day. I'm pretty sure he's gonna tell me to put him in the lineup tonight. So we'll see.
Francisco Alvarez, you've been talking about how much better his at-bats have been lately. Another, you know, big hit tonight. What, for you, is the biggest difference in the at-bats that you're seeing from him now versus the slump?
Yeah, I think he's in a position to make some really good swing decisions and do damage. He's getting to a spot mechanically where he's ready to fire, you know, so he's ready for the fastball. We saw it the other day against Cabrera's fastball, dead center, and then today on a hanging breaking ball to the pull side. So those are some good signs right there. The way he's staying on the fastball, the way he's staying on breaking balls. And again, it starts with him being on time. And that's what we've seen for the past 5-6 games here.
A little of consistency you guys have shown now the last 14 games and just can continue to do so and make this push. How satisfying is this right now, and what's been the key in keeping that consistency going?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing well. We know we're a good team, and there's a lot of things that we're doing well. Starts with starting pitching. You know, they continue to give us a chance. Q was the case today, but we're making big plays when we need to. We're getting big hits when we need to. There's a lot of different ways that we continue to get the job done, you know, running the bases, making plays, executing pitches. So we're playing really good baseball right now, and we need to continue to do that.
It seemed like the approach you guys had when you started with Aaron Nola kind of got to a little bit, never really let him settle in, and then that big inning in the fifth. Was that the key for you, was the not let Nola get settled in?
Yeah, I mean, for the first four innings, he was pretty good, you know. And it looked like we were in between there in a few at-bats. We took a few fastballs for strike three, then some breaking balls that we swung and missed. But then we stuck to the plan, and when we got pitches to hit, we did damage. So,
with Quintana, early in the game, there was a lot of hard contact, and then it seemed like he got better as the game went on. What, for you, was the difference there?
Yeah, I thought the key there was staying on the attack. Like you said, the first three innings, they were hitting bullets at people, and he didn't shy away from contact. He kept going after hitters. He kept using all of his pitches in the zone. And, look, it was a pretty impressive outing. Gave us seven there. But, yeah, I think the way he was using all of his pitches and just throwing strikes, staying on the attack.
Nimmo had come close to a couple home runs on the homestand. How nice is it to see him?
Yeah. I've been saying it, that I like his at-bat, you know, even though he's not getting the results he wants and we want, but, you know, controlling the strike zone, the walks, and hitting some balls hard. And then finally today, you know, that three-run homer, good for him, good for all of us.